Chart a path. To improve your chances of landing a great job, making a sale, or clinching a big project, you need to network smartly. Whether you're starting a new business, hunting for customers, switching careers, or just graduating, having a clear goal and the right connections is crucial. Without them, you're like a ship adrift at sea. First things first, figure out what you want to achieve and who you need to connect with to make it happen. If you're eyeing a finance job, target key players like the chief financial officer of potential companies. Keep track of your findings in a spreadsheet as you explore different opportunities. Many big companies list their top executives on their websites, so start there. Use LinkedIn to dig deeper into potential employers or clients. And don't overlook specialized resources like LexisNexis and Hoover's for valuable insights beyond what a basic Google search can offer. Maximize your networking potential. Looking to boost your networking game? Consider Reportive, a handy tool for your Gmail. It scours social media profiles like LinkedIn and Facebook, giving you insights into the people you email. But remember, know your why. Give folks a compelling reason to meet beyond just job hunting. Maybe you're eager to learn about the industry. Keep at it. Once you land that meeting, let them do the talking. Wrap it up by asking about other industry contacts you should connect with. Back home, jot down notes, send a thank you note, and follow through on any promises you made during the chat, like sharing an article link. Keep it simple, stay engaged, and watch your network grow. Refine your online image. Creating a presence on the web can be a big plus. The simplest way to start is with a personal landing page, also called a splash page, which is a short bio about yourself. You can use platforms like About Me or Flavors. Me for this, and link it to your social media accounts. It's a good idea to get your own web address, like yourname.com or yourname.me if it's available. If you want to reach even more people and show off what you know, think about starting a blog. You've got options like Tumblr and blogger.com for free, or you can host a WordPress blog on your own web address. Using search engine tricks can help folks find your blog easily. Blogging lets you share what you're learning and connect with others who are into the same stuff. Just make sure you know who you're talking to and keep posting regularly. Some folks get excited about blogging at first, but it can be tough to keep up with writing 3 or 4 posts every week. Take some time to build up a bunch of posts before you kick off your blog. To attract more people, stir things up a bit. If you want comments, keep an eye on them. Most big blogging sites have comment sections, but you can try out LiveFire, Intense Debate, or Discus for more options. LinkedIn is essential for networking and career advancement. LinkedIn is a top-notch platform for professional networking. Be picky about who you connect with. Seek out those employed by companies you're interested in, or who can offer insight into industries you're exploring. Find friends who might tip you off to job opportunities or events where you can meet potential employers. Boost your LinkedIn profile by adding a signature to your emails and linking it to your blog, Twitter, and Facebook. Request recommendations from colleagues or mentors, and don't forget to return the favor. Share valuable content with your connections, including articles and insights. While it's okay to share your own blog posts occasionally, prioritize sharing others' work. Joining LinkedIn professional groups with over 1 million options is a smart move. By participating in discussions or answering questions on LinkedIn, you can attract more visitors to your profile. With a professional account, you can even see who's viewed your profile and send them a thank you message. To improve your profile's visibility, figure out which keywords are driving people to your page. Pay attention to which industries most of your visitors are from. Utilize LinkedIn's advanced search feature on linkedin.com/jobs to pinpoint the industries and locations where you're job hunting. Consider Twitter seriously. Twitter isn't just about posting random thoughts. It's a powerhouse for making connections if you know how to use it right. Start by adding people you already know, then hop on over to followerwonk.com. There, you can find folks with job titles that catch your eye and even narrow it down by location. Remember to use the at symbol before someone's username when you mention them. And if you're into specific topics, keep an eye on hashtags to join in on conversations. With these tricks up your sleeve, Twitter can become your networking playground. Great tweets fall into four buckets: inspiring, informing, advocating, or entertaining. Share what you enjoy or find worth sharing. Consistency matters, but don't sacrifice quality for quantity. Treat Twitter like a party. Engage, listen, and avoid hogging the spotlight. Chris Brogan suggests a 12-to-1 ratio. 12 tweets about others for every self-promotional tweet. Listen, don't sell. Engage in conversations, follow interesting folks, and connect with like-minded individuals. Be cautious about what you tweet, especially if you manage multiple accounts. Remember, tweeting and replying isn't enough. Actively participate to build relationships and gather insights. Develop connections on Facebook. Facebook is hugely popular, especially among users over 40, making it a valuable tool for expanding your professional connections. Its primary strength lies in fostering relationships. When adding contacts, choose wisely. Facebook may flag excessive friend request rejections. Avoid hastily promoting yourself to new connections. Instead, initiate conversations about shared interests. Remember, using your profile solely for business promotion violates Facebook's terms. While Facebook allows up to 5,000 friends, you likely won't need that many. Exercise caution when posting photos, as they could come back to haunt you later. Stay updated on Facebook's changing privacy settings, and consider enabling features like post reviews before they're displayed on your timeline, safeguarding against embarrassing or damaging content. Take note of your profile's URL and periodically log out to assess its public visibility. Share content sparingly, focusing on industry-related topics that reflect your expertise and interests. Enhance Google Plus with additional features and functionalities. Thinking about who you want to connect with can sway your decision on whether to use Google Plus. It's popular among tech-savvy folks and those keen on marketing and photography. Since Google is still the top search engine globally, it's pushing Google Plus big time. Being active on Plus could give you a boost in Google search results. So, if you're into tech and marketing, or want to up your online visibility, Google Plus might be worth checking out. Google Plus helps you organize your contacts with circles and decide who sees your updates. With Hangouts, you can video chat with up to 9 people. Invite contacts from your circles to join in. After your conference, summarize it and share it with them. You can also broadcast your Hangouts with Hangouts on Air, acting like your own TV channel. No viewer limits, and you can share the recording on YouTube. Explore interests and connect with others in Google Plus communities. But don't join too many, as you'll need to keep up with each one. Stable, long-lasting connections. Hey there! Want to connect with people online and make those connections last? It's all about finding common ground and sharing who you are through your posts and photos. Here's the deal. When you share content, like photos on Instagram or videos on YouTube, it gives others a peek into your world. According to research, nearly half of internet users create and share their own photos and videos online. So don't hold back, share your creations. Got an event coming up? Snap lots of pics and share them on the event's Facebook page. It's a great way to get people talking and sharing their thoughts about the event and its speakers. Remember, don't come off as too eager. Just be yourself and let your content do the talking. Before you know it, you'll be forging meaningful connections that stand the test of time. Join us for a brief meet and greet. Networking isn't just about being online. Going to events is a great way to meet new people. You can find out about events on social media or ask your friends. If you organize your own event, you can meet even more people. First, decide what kind of event you want and how many people you want there. Then, get a small team together to help you plan it. Let people know you need volunteers by posting online and contacting schools. Pick a good location with enough parking and outlets for laptops. Use a website like WordPress to create a schedule for your event. Be clear about why you're having the event and what it involves. If it's for charity, say so. Explain the benefits for companies that want to sponsor it. Pay attention. Connecting effectively with others involves truly listening to them. Many people only listen partially because they're too focused on what to say next. The British Journal of Hospital Medicine offers a helpful approach called LISTEN. First, show you're interested. Then, engage by responding and staying on topic. Make sure you understand by testing your understanding and evaluating the message. Lastly, manage your emotions. Remembering people's names shows you care. Repeat names when you first meet, and if you're shy, research people beforehand. At events, seek out familiar faces or introduce yourself to someone new. Utilize business cards effectively. A well-crafted business card can boost your networking game. Just make sure it matches the industry you're aiming for. Be smart about handing them out. Don't force them on people who aren't interested. It's good to have different cards for different occasions and groups, but keep one as your go-to. Putting a QR code on your card lets people easily check out your online info. Apps like CardMunch by LinkedIn and Hello by Evernote can help you organize the cards you receive. British anthropologist Robin Dunbar says we can manage around 150 relationships effectively, but you can have more friends if you keep in touch at important times for them. Guide you toward success with a supportive hand along the way. It's not just about connecting online. Meeting people face-to-face matters too. Share content online for folks to read. They'll search for you. Make sure your content shows up when people search online. The future, yours and everyone's, is all about being online. Key points. 1. Smart networking is crucial for job success and career transitions. 2. Define goals and connect with key industry players for success. 3. Utilize online tools like LinkedIn, Reportive, and Twitter effectively. 4. Enhance your online presence with personal landing pages and blogs. 5. Prioritize quality interactions on social media platforms like Facebook and Google+. 6. Attend events and engage in face-to-face networking opportunities.